Hello, hello, hello.
Howdy, guys.
It's Danessa.
And James Vincent.
And this is the Makeup Show Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, everybody.
I'm just going to say real fast because I can't even build up to it. Like, all I can say is three letters, Sam. S-A-M. And if you're not sure which Sam we're talking about, you must not read Vogue. I don't know what rock you're living under, but we're beyond excited right now.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I'm so excited to be on here.
Babe, I cannot tell you how excited we are to have you. We are here in San Francisco.
Yes.
You just stepped off the stage from yet another keynote. And I don't even know how you had time to join us because you are crushing it all over the place. We are so proud of everything you're accomplishing.
Thank you. Thank you. It was really exciting for me to be here today to teach a class, especially in the Bay Area, because I'm from here. So this was really exciting for me, and especially to have like some of my family here and to see you guys as always. It was magical.
Well, we appreciate that. And you know, you've been coming to the makeup show since you were 13 years old, and now you're standing on the stage teaching us everything.
And doing the biggest celebrities on the planet, let's not mention.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about kind of your story. Is so interesting, and I think that with the articles that are coming out, some people know it, but for our listeners who might not know, give us a little piece of your story and kind of who you are in the industry at this point.
So I'm a makeup artist. I don't like to say I'm like a celebrity makeup artist because I do both celebrity and editorial, and I do a lot of art stuff. I'm always like art focused. I always want to, like, my biggest strife is like to be creating what I want. That's always what I'm focused on. If I'm not creating what I want to be creating, then I'm on the wrong path. So I'm always wanting to create art, and I do work with celebrities. I work with Kim Kardashian and Lily Rose Depp, and you know, the list goes on. It's on my Instagram. lovely people. And I have been doing makeup since I was very young, since I was 7 years old. Started going to the makeup show when I was like 12. Learned a lot, networked a lot with people in that time. That was like my years of getting to know people and brands, and I met a lot of like industry people through the makeup show. And then I started working professionally in makeup when I was 16 with Kris Jenner. And from there on, I started working and have just been developing as an artist ever since, and, you know, evolving and changing. Every year is something new. You know, every 6 months is something new.
Every week is something, yeah. Every day is something new.
Exactly.
Right now. No, I do have to say, when I look at your social media, I'm always super, super happy because it is very eclectic. It's not one thing. It's not homogenous like what everybody else is posting. It's so fluid. Yes, you can do like that beautiful smoked eye, that LA vibe, but you also can get very artsy, like you said, and super editorial. And I love that range that you have.
Thank you. Yeah, I always want to be able to do kind of everything, because as an artist, like, you know how it is. We have so many different inspirations, and we want to be able to outlet those in every way possible. So like sometimes I want to do very clean makeup that's very natural, or I want to do, you know, super bold bright colors, or I want to do like, recently I just did this like story where it was like paint, like it was literally like paint on the eyes, like Van Gogh thick texture of like paint on a model's eyes. So I feel like I'm always inspired by different things and wanting to do different things, and I always want to like inspire whoever is looking at my social media. Like I've embraced social media, but I have never been, that's never been my track of like,
right,
of like just being on social media, you know? So now I see it as a platform to show, you know, interests that I have and have inspiration. So I post lots of like, I love California and I love like the California old Hollywood vibe. So like, if you look on my social media, that's a lot of like the inspiration that's on there right now. That's what I'm feeling, but it's ever changing, you know, it's ever changing, just like my inspiration is. So I think that's what the beautiful thing about.
I love that. And I have to say too, you know, I know you're doing KKW. I know you're doing all of these pieces that are so celebrity centric.
Yeah.
But what I am always so impressed by is you approach this industry as a student and you love it. And I feel like I'm one of those artists who holds the histories. Like, I love to know who every old makeup artist was. I love to know who all the old models were. And you really work the same way. Can you tell us a little bit about where you find some of your inspiration for the amazing work that you're creating right now?
Absolutely. My references are always old. They're always at least 20, 30 years old. They have to be. I feel like I love and I admire so many things that new artists are creating, but I don't want to create something else that's already been created, you know, as of recent, or if not ever. Sometimes I love not even referencing anything, but a lot of my inspiration comes from, you know, Vogue magazine in the 1960s, 70s, 80s. I love like a lot of like Keeper Dawn, Chris von Wangenheim photography. I love Wei Bandy. He was one of my main makeup idols. Like his makeup book, Designing Your Face, taught me so much about the bones of makeup. Key, you know, really, really, really basic bare things. You know, obviously Kevin Aucoin, that was a big inspiration for me. Those were like Kevin Aucoin and Francois Nars were the first two big makeup artists that I ever really looked up to because I had their books.
Yeah. Right.
So I had, you know, Make Up Your Mind and I had Making Faces. And those two books really showed me, you know, the models. They showed me how makeup was done so long ago. And in quotations, in finger quotations.
Yeah. I was working with those artists.
It really wasn't that long ago. I'm not shading anybody. but it's amazing because you have to look back on what was being done, you know? And I think that as I've gotten older, I've realized how important it is to know who's come before you and who has set the foundation for where we stand now, you know? Because really that is just built up from the people that are before us.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really, really like a special thing now that we have, which is like internet. We can literally look up references from 40, 50 years ago, just like a Google search, you know?
I think that's so important because I am from the old days. And you know, when you were...
You mean 20, 30 years ago?
20, 30 years ago. But when you were...
Well, just for the listeners, this was before Sam was born, just as an FYI.
When I started in the industry and I was meeting with a new client, I would have to put together storyboards and face charts and those pieces, and they were all in real life because we didn't have phones or computers.
Portfolio.
We had portfolios. You had a portfolio. But I would put together, when you were shooting with someone like a David LaChapelle, you presented storyboards. And so many of our references were coming from art and old magazines and kind of these pieces, and you would take them and then interpret them and make them into your own style. And that's something I really learned from shooting and working with Kevin. You know, as an assistant, I really kind of took everything in, but he had such a reverence for the past, and he loved to kind of see where a brow was in the 50s or a lip was in the 60s, but then take it and make it modern. And I think you have such a gift for that as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I always want to, like, I don't want to copy. I never want to copy, because even if the artist has passed, I don't even want to copy their work, you know, because it's theirs. That's theirs. And I want something that I create to be original. I really want to be different and original. And I pull a lot of inspiration from my young years of painting. So when I used to paint when I was like 7, 8, I mean way before that, but I started painting on canvas when I was like 7 or 8, and then from there I kept doing it, and I was painting a lot of nature. I used to paint a lot of like tropical paintings. Right. That was my favorite thing to paint.
Wow.
It was a lot about color. A lot of it was color mixing sunsets, texture, a lot of like big canvases. And so I'd mix so much paint. And now I feel like that inspiration has been kind of like filtrating through. And that was just me like going back to my roots and being like, what was I doing before I even knew what a reference was? Or what was I doing before?
Wow, this is incredible.
You know? So like I wanted to go really deep and see like who I am as an artist. And that's now what I've actually been referencing a lot of is my paintings. Because I can find so much originality in it, you know, because it's not from somebody else.
I think that's so powerful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because so many people cannot see beyond social. They cannot see beyond something that comes up in their feed.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting for us and for our listeners to get a sense of, you know, you are literally, as much as you've accomplished, you're still a baby in the business, which is crazy. You're a baby baby.
I feel in the business, like, I feel like a baby.
But you are so grounded. Like, there are people who've been doing makeup for 20, 30 years who've never used a reference.
No.
Who've never, like, went to a museum mm-hmm. or kind of reached back to art, as you described. So I think it's so refreshing, yeah. I have to say. It's
thank you.
It's what's making you so new and special and different. And we really, really appreciate that.
I want to talk about that for a second, because I think that people might look at your age and assume that this happened quickly for you.
Yeah.
But this is a matter of years. This is years of you investing time, of educating yourself, of building relationships.
Right.
For our listeners who maybe don't have your story, which is a one of a kind, mm-hmm. what advice would you give them about building those relationships, about connecting to people in the ways that you have? Because I think you are so humble and you really connect to people in such a beautiful way. I would love your advice on that for our listeners.
Well, I would just have to say that I've always followed my heart, and I think that that is what has drawn me into this industry and what has kept me here for so long, because of the people and because of how much I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you want it that bad, you will. You know
right.
what I mean? If you really, really want that makeup career, I think that networking and building those relationships, it's work. You know, building relationships that are long lasting and that are really strong is important. And even for me as a teenager, I've had to learn how to have a relationship with people,
mm-hmm.
you know, really deep friendships. And I think that that's something that when you can master that and just use your heart, I think that that will take you so far in this industry. You know, when you act out of the heart, I think that that when you follow your heart, it will guide you. It will guide you to the right people, to the right clients, you know, to the right jobs, to everything. I think that's what has been my main thing, is I've always followed the people that have felt good. You know, like, yeah, you guys have always, like, been so welcoming
don't
to me.
I feel like he's, aww, like speaking our language. Mm-hmm. I want to cry right, aww, now. This is like,
oh, thank you.
Yeah.
No, I'm just really happy to share this with you guys, because it's true, you know, and these are the thoughts that go through my mind all the time. And it's really special to me to have, you know, a community of people that have come together. And James, like, I've known you since I was literally like 12 years old, and you've always had this, you know, mentoring energy where you are able to, like, create, like, a community of people and artists, you know, and you've brought so many people into this and, you know, created and kept it going. And that's so one of a kind. Like, there's very few people that care so much about this that they want to help and inspire, like, all these people that come to this event. Like, that's amazing.
Well,
like, that's so amazing.
Thank
you.
And
that's rare.
And I feel very lucky to have artists like you who also have the same vision. You know, it would be easy for you to say, hey, I've done this most famous woman in the world, and I'm gonna wear labels and talk about it and use it as a launch pad.
Right.
But you really have done the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You said, okay, I am going to go to New York, and I'm gonna act like an assistant, and I'm gonna study, and I'm gonna put myself in this tough world. You really take risks in your career as well. Tell me a little bit about how do you leave this life that everybody's trying to get to and challenge yourself even further by really kind of taking on a lot of the tough chores of makeup.
Yeah. I think that what I realized throughout my career is that I have to get better. You know, there's always jobs where I'm kind of like, I mean, this is just my artist brain. I'm like, I'm a crazy artist. I'm very convinced that that's who I am. There's always moments where I've been like, dang, I just pulled that off. I'm like, dang,
yeah,
I did that look and I served that last look, and like, thank you God for that. Like,
right.
But I need to get better. I need to be better. So I've always taken risks, knowing that what that risk will pay off later. You know, so I was really successful in LA. I didn't have to leave. I was living such a good life. I was, you know, to a makeup artist, making a lot of money and being set feels really good, you know, and you feel very comfortable doing your clients. But I just knew deep down in my heart that I had to go, and I had always dreamed of living in New York, but things in LA had kind of transpired and got really good there, that I was kind of like, oh, that's a distant dream. That doesn't need to happen anymore.
Right.
And then at the beginning of this year, I was kind of like, what happened to that dream? You know, what if I rediscover? What do I want? You know, because it was kind of at this time where I was trying to figure out what I wanted, and it wasn't clear for me. And then I realized, I'm like, I need to go do my art. I need to really go do my art and discover more of who I am. And people always say, like, New York will show you who you are. And I had no idea what that meant. And then now I'm like 5 months in living there, and I'm like, okay, I understand who I am now. I understand who I am. So now it's like I always, and also I've listened to, you know, so many people that I idolize and that I look to for inspiration and mentorship. And they always say, like, I wish that I would have taken more risks when I was young, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so just knowing that, like, knowing how short life is, like, if you just take a risk, like, life will figure it out, you know? Yeah. Like, I've been so blessed my whole life that I know that if I take a risk that I'm good, you know? Okay. And I honestly believe that when you show the universe, like, that you're fearless, that you're not scared of it, you know, of things not working out, that's when things go right.
Yeah,
because you're kind of like, this is scary. Like, going to New York, I'm like, I have no clients. I have no into the fashion industry, but I'm just going to go. Right. I'm just going to go and see how it works. But literally the minute I got there, like, ever since, things have just been going right, you know, because I took the risk. And I know that I would have been so sad if I would have never gone there.
Yeah.
And now this is a whole new chapter in my life where I'm beginning to, you know, do more editorial, and I want to conquer that. I really, really want to conquer that, because now that I've done celebrity, I want to do more editorial and fashion and beauty and
because that's more grounded in art. The art, which is absolutely the face of,
absolutely. And as an artist, you have to express yourself, you know, in every way. And there's having limits on your creativity is unhealthy, you know. When you have it in you, you have to express it, you know. And you know how that feels, like, when you want to paint a face, you paint a face, you know. It doesn't matter what it turns out to be, and that's just been the fun of it. And even in LA now, when I go back to LA, all these creative photographers that I dreamed of working with now are like, let's do something crazy together.
I love it.
And I'm kind of like, this is amazing, like, this is all I want to do. Like, I love having, like, a team of, like, you know, the hairstylist, the makeup artist, the photographer, the stylist, like, we all have a vision and we create something, and it's just really amazing.
I think it's such a great piece of advice, and I want our listeners to really pay attention to the pieces that Sam is talking about, because I think that you have got to put that risk forward. And I think when people see that, they get excited, you know. You're also saying some very controversial things that even Danessa and I have talked about, because we come from a celebrity background and we very rarely work with celebrities anymore. Mm-hmm. Because for me, the idea of making someone look the way they look every day, I don't find exciting. So yeah. I do more music industry. I do more editorial. Yeah. Danessa has taken over the world with her thing.
She has.
I love those pieces of you kind of pushing. When you are taking that risk, when you are jumping in to the next thing, how do you let the people around you kind of know where you want to be? How do you prepare to get to the next place in your artistry?
Mm-hmm. Well, since I can remember, I've always loved fashion. I've always loved, you know, looking at magazines. I've always loved that. And when I was living in LA doing celebrities, I was scared. I was scared to conquer that. I was really, really terrified of it. And the way I prepared for it was, you know, and I feel like this is, like, how I've been since I was young. It's like, if there's people that I want to work with, I can't be fearless to say something to them. You know, I've always approached people, no matter who they are. And I did the same thing with this. I went to New York, and I have had my agent and myself. I've reached out to so many photographers, so many creative directors that I want to work with, and different people that I, you know, that inspire me and that I want to see my work being, you know, photographed by. And that's how I've done it. And I've literally just reached out to the people that I want to work with.
I want to ask one step further, because I think that so many of our listeners ask the question, how do you reach out? What are you saying? How are you introducing yourself to them?
I email them. Always email them. I feel like a DM is just too informal. And unless I've been previously introduced to them by somebody. But, like, if there's a photographer that you want to work with, you know, message them, be like, hey, I want to set up, I do a lot of tests. I still do a lot of tests, even though I do you editorial. Do. I love doing tests. They're my favorite thing to do, because there's no limits.
Right.
There's no limit. We can push it as far as we want. We can do anything we want. And like, who doesn't want to do that? That's so much fun.
Exactly.
So I think that you just have to be really confident in the way you message them. I mean, not being cocky. You have to be professional, and you have to sound like you know what you're doing, but also know that you have something that you can bring to the table. I think that's the most important thing. You know, don't message somebody if you feel like you have nothing to offer them, because wait until you feel ready to approach the person and are able to. There were so many people that I wanted to work with in the beginning, and I knew that my work was not up to the standard that they hold for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go and do the work. I had to test a ton. I had to do the makeup that I wanted to be hired for. And so now
you had to be we say, Danessa and I call it being aspirational.
Yes.
In your makeup and in your portfolio.
And being ready to be ready. Mm-hmm. Like
exactly. Be ready to be ready. I always say, do the makeup that you want to get booked for.
I love it.
You know?
We say the same thing.
Yep, we also
it is
this
so
is our new
though.
Tour.
Exactly.
It is so true. It is so true.
I think the other thing too is we are approached so often by artists who want to do what you're doing, but who only pick up their brushes
when somebody hires them for
something. Exactly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing makeup all the time. You're being creative all the time.
I've had to push myself too. There's so many days where I'm just like, all I want to do is just like watch a movie. I mean, most likely it'll be something to reference.
Yeah.
But still.
We're so similar.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I'm watching a 60s movie. Yeah. But no, it's like I have to be creating constantly. You know, like what are you supposed to do on set if you have nothing that you've kind of created for yourself outside of the set? You know, mm-hmm. It's always fun to be at home being like, oh my God, I'm going to put this in my back pocket and use this one day, you know, do
exactly.
some crazy eye look with some crazy color combination or like some crazy like shape. And you're just like, you learn, that's how you learn. I'm lucky that I've become friends with so many models in New York that I just like, I'm like, come on girl, come over. Like, let's have a glass of wine and let's hang out and let's like play with makeup and let me do some crazy eyes on you, because then there's nobody watching. There's nobody judging you. You know, you're just there playing, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think that sometimes people are scared to leave their makeup comfort zone on set because
exactly.
they have the photographer coming over looking at it, or the stylist coming over looking at it. Like, but when you're just one-on-one with somebody and nobody's watching and you're just able to open up your heart and create whatever you want, then it's so much easier for your hands to flow.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
for you just to kind of like create what you're envisioning. And I've realized that's when you go into makeup, and this, I have to say this because I think that a lot of people, this will be a help to a lot of people. When you go into a makeup, you have to be confident.
Yeah.
You know, like when you do that winged eyeliner, don't be scared of it. Own that winged eyeliner before it's even on the face. Because when you do that, that winged eyeliner will appear the way you see it. But if you're trembling and you're scared, like with all the face though, you know, you have to know what that face is going to be and know it in all your heart before you
mm-hmm.
do it. You can't be like, oh, well, maybe it's going to look this way.
Right.
You know, like own it, be confident and just go into it. You know, you have to know what you're doing. And I think that the client or the model or whoever's in front of you will know that as well. They'll feel more
confident.
Absolutely.
We were sitting, I was sitting right behind you at the Alcone screening for Larger Than Life, the Kevin Aucoin story. And Naomi Campbell in that says, I knew from the moment he touched my face that Kevin was confident.
Mm-hmm.
And your client will feel when you're not.
Yeah.
It is such a brilliant piece of advice.
It's incredibly true, though. It's so true. And even for yourself as a makeup artist, you feel better when you go into that makeup confidently.
Of course.
You feel better.
So you have just moved to New York. You're still doing all of your celebrity stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've added on all of the editorial. What's next for you? What are the next pieces what's the next jump?
I mean, I have so many things that are crystallizing right now that are like really exciting that I'm working on and that I'm just going to start working on now. A lot of art. That's what I think that right now in my life, I really want to create art because I know that I have a lot of time to do a lot of celebrity work and I have time to, you know, make the money. Right now I just want to focus on, you know, doing my art, you know, inspiring people. That's a big thing for me. I want to feel like a source of inspiration to like these young people.
Love how you were teaching. And one of the things that I told to Sam was that it's you don't often find, there are more people who teach who aren't interested in sharing than real educators who want to give their whole heart. Yes. And you are an educator that gives your whole heart.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Like, it just gives me chills. Aww. Everything about you is, you are the new generation. You are what artists today aspire to be. I have to say, out of this whole conversation, the thing that stood out to me the most, it would be one word, it would be clarity. And I think your success so far, and obviously will continue to be, because you're really clear on what it is you hold in your heart and what it is that you want. It's been the defining factor in your entire career. And I think that's a magical piece of information that most people do not embrace. You know, often it's like you said, most people say, I wish I did, I should have,
when I should have, could have, would have.
And you're like, you're feeling it and you're very clear. And because you're so clear, you're able to, like, making those next steps are easy. The decision is clear because you're very clear on what it is that you want at the end. And I think that's an important part of anybody's makeup journey.
Absolutely.
Crystal clear vision.
Crystal clear vision. I think it's in everybody. I think that everybody knows deep down what they want, what they really, really want, what their dreams are. And I think that you have to go after them. You know, my dreams were, you know, they were there right in front of me. And I could have chosen not to go after them. Like, what if I would have never chosen to go after those dreams? I would have never known that this is what my life would be today. Mm-hmm. You know? So I feel like that should just give everybody who's listening confidence to do it, you know? Because I was a little kid going to the MAC counter, standing there watching girls at MAC do makeup, you know? And now I'm working, you know, creating the art that I love, and I'm able to do it. You know, I'm very, very, very blessed. And I think that everybody knows, has answers deep down inside of them, and they just have to listen to their intuition. My intuition has guided me my whole career. I listen to it.
I feel so lucky. Like, one of the best things about my life is that I get to work with artists, the biggest artists, the brightest artists in the world, artists who are just starting out their careers and artists who are masters in makeup, and to sit here with two people who I consider to be luminaries, two people who I know are the up and coming legends. You know, I was fortunate to stand next to a Kevin Aucoin, a Dick Page, and to share this moment with you and to talk about makeup with you two. For me, I know that I'm sitting with two people who are also going to make that impact. Like, someday, some other 19-year-old is going to be sitting in whatever the media is at that time.
And
they'll say, like,
right?
They'll be talking about how your art book, you know, is
changed their life. Yeah. Exactly.
That's what I want, you know? That's what I want. And I think that every young person deserves to have somebody in their life that inspires them and somebody that they can look to for inspiration, because I was that, you know? I was that kid that looked at every makeup book, and that's how I got started. And I feel like every young makeup artist, any makeup artist in general, doesn't matter if they're young, any makeup artist or artist deserves to have somebody they can look to and be inspired by and you know, embody them a little bit, you know, and feel what they felt and study them. I think that's really important, is to study the people that you idolize and, you know, have desires to be something similar to them. Yeah. You know, I think that studying them and feeling that is really, really important. You know, I think that's really, really important.
That is a beautiful piece of advice.
This has been the most incredible podcast ever. Like, I'm fighting back tears. Oh. I'm shivering. Oh. It's just so incredibly inspiring. Like, the walls are coming. For those of you who are listening, all the banging and the clanking, the walls are coming down around us. We're at the end of the show. And literally, Sam was so gracious. I mean, literally, he's running out of the door. But I think we're the luckiest people in the world
now
to be able to share this.
And you know what this means? We're getting to the end of our podcast, and Jeremy is not in the room. He set up the computer and ran out to help tear down this makeup show, San Francisco. But I think that means I am responsible for the favorite versus favorite.
Oh my God, favorite versus favorite.
Favorite versus favorite, Sam, is where we are put on the spot, and without any preparation, you have to tell us what your favorite product is in a certain category.
Love.
And I thought, because we've been talking about education and because we've been talking about inspiration, I'm going to make this one an easy one. And I would love your input on what is the makeup reference book that you would recommend to our listeners? Favorite versus favorite.
Oh my
god. Your
favorite makeup reference.
But...
This is gonna sound, I don't know, I don't think this is a cliche actually at all. I think this is a great book, and I think it is Kevin Aucoin's Making Faces. I truly, truly, I know that everybody
he stole
says
my book.
I know that everybody says, I know a lot of people probably
is.
Say that.
It is.
But it truly, what it shows you is 1,000 different faces.
Yep.
You know, it shows you a face not from one era. It shows you a face from every era you can think of, you know? And it shows you heavy makeup. It shows you light makeup. It shows you, it's all well executed though. That's
yeah.
the thing. It's all very, very, very well executed with so many famous faces from the past,
yeah.
you know, which are incredible to study because they're all individually amazing, you know?
It's an important makeup book for a reason. Danessa, same question. What is the makeup book?
Same book, Making Faces. That's a book that changed my entire career. The way I look at makeup changed after reading that book.
Yeah.
I think for me, Way Bandy is probably where I started before the Kevin books were available. But probably the book that I'm the most inspired by right now, just because all of the color and texture and highlight that we're seeing on the runway, and because I believe that she is one of the most incredible women and artists and so influential on makeup in New York City. She was really one of the first makeup artists to do any models, because models were doing their own makeup before she started. Sandy Linter and her book Disco Beauty
mm-hmm.
is a must read for
mm-hmm.
me. And Danessa is actually encouraging me, kicking off at Fashion Week, I'm going to be doing a breakdown every week of like 50 films every makeup artist should watch, 50 books every makeup artist should read.
Oh, yeah. He is
because
I need to be.
I think I'm going to be picking your brains.
We need a fireside conversation. You'll
yes.
be up all night.
Yes,
and
I will
he
be. Up
will
all
last
night.
All
yeah.
night
we'll,
with yes. all of his references.
We will
incredible.
Get together in New York City and play.
I'm excited.
Sam, I know you've got to run to your flight. We are so grateful that you could spend some time with
it's
us
incredible.
And you are so generous with what you give. I say I'm so proud of you, and I don't mean that in a condescending
aww.
Way, but I'm so proud to see like how you have manifested and made all of this happen. You work so hard, you give so much, and you are such a beautiful artist and beautiful person, and we feel so lucky to have you in our makeup family.
Thank you.
Loving everything
thank
you represent.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for being here. How
I'm
can
so
people
grateful.
Find you?
Go on my Instagram at Sam Visser, Visser makeup.
Awesome.
You can find me there.
Thank you.
We love you so much. Thank you for taking
you.
Your
oh,
time.
Oh, it's like a like, big love fest.
I know. We
it
usually
is.
Do karaoke
it
at
is.
The
it
end,
we
but we won't
do a little
force
karaoke.
You.
Oh my god.
Unless it's a song. Unless
stop.
It's a song you want.
Oh my god.
Your favorite
I'm
song
scared.
About beauty.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that.
All right. We'll let Danessa sing. No singing this time.
Okay, no singing this time.
If you like the podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Makeup Show Podcast.
We love hearing from you guys. We want to know who you want to hear from, what topics you're interested in. So don't forget, we're at themakeupshowpodcast@gmail.com. And if you love what you're listening to, remember to share, rate, review, and follow us. We love you so much. We're looking forward to seeing you next week, guys.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.